Carrie. After Fang snapped photos of the boys and sent them to you to show he knew where we lived and where they went to daycare, your carry permit came in 2 days, and so did the state police, who drove from Pikesville to surveil our home the way you surveil with trail cams the deer you hunt with your bow and muzzleloader, the 12-gauge that leans against the safe in the game room where you keep all your dead. Your .40 caliber Sig Sauer is the thing you said would keep us safe, that you still keep loaded, no safety, in your jeans drawer, because a gun is no good if you can't get to it in time, because a good man with a gun is better than, because the worst part of a threat is the always waiting but never knowing when of it. Sometimes I dream I die at the Food Lion. Close range, a single shot to the head, my blood spattering frozen peas and lima beans. Sometimes I dream you die, your body bagged, loaded on a stretcher outside the county courthouse. I've learned to live with drawerfuls of shot shells and the clink of brass bullets as they spill from your pockets in the spin cycle. I've learned the hollow point bullet is best for self-defense because of the way it blooms in soft tissue. But the day you left your SIG loaded on the kitchen table, the boys were home, and I learned I could say it. I will leave you. How many times have I sworn it? Don't make promises you can't keep, Chekhov said. One must not put a loaded rifle on the stage if no one is thinking of firing it. Yet here we are, loaded guns strewn across the page, and I still can't pull the trigger.